I think with the accessibility now, it can be used throughout the, as I say, throughout the workflows, throughout the BIM workflows, wherever you need as-is data. And on a more regular basis, that comes back to our concept of CRR, or the continuous representation of reality. What we're seeing much more of now is progress monitoring. So using a daily, or even more often than that, scanning on a daily basis to see the situation on site, and then take that information from how a building is progressing, take it back into the model or the collaborative system, and check against the schedule where we're at. That sort of thing is extremely powerful and gives us real benefits during the construction process.
Absolutely. The benefits you get from using laser scanning, scan to BIM, would you say laser scanning is underrated?
I would say it is. I think when people mention laser scanning, they understand the concept, but they don't understand the application areas where it can be used and how simple it can be to really take that information and benefit from it. You know, sometimes I've been in customers where they've got black and white scans that they're trying to take into Navisworks, for instance, and they can't coordinate and they can't orientate themselves within it, and it ends up just being a waste of time. Whereas there's a lot more that you need to think about, but once you've got that sorted and you've got some nice color scans with other information as well, then it can be a huge benefit.
From sorting laser scans to sorting out some big collaborations and deals, Topcon have announced the acquisition of NORAC, or NORAC, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, earlier in the year, meaning they will now offer ultrasonic sensing services for agriculture as well as everything else they do. And they've also announced a closer collaboration with Autodesk than ever before, which we've talked about briefly. Can you perhaps comment on those agreements, and also comment on how monumental 2015 has been for Topcon?
Yeah, sure. Well, let's take NORAC. So NORAC is a recent acquisition. You're right. It develops ultrasonic sensors mainly for agricultural equipment. And it's our precision agriculture business, which is a separate business unit to me. But it's very interesting because it's showing how Topcon, who've always been an innovator, how they're investing in new innovations, and especially the interest for me is how they're investing in the Internet of Things. And that is something that it will be very interesting to see over the next few years, how those developments in our agriculture business come over to the BIM business and the positioning business, because the Internet of Things is going to have a huge impact on BIM. And I think that is a preparation for that. So very exciting. Moving on to Autodesk, yeah, I mean, the Autodesk relationship takes a lot of my time, but is you know, I used to work for Autodesk, and so I'm in a good position to be working with them. We have a very strong strategic partnership with Autodesk, and a lot of the integrations that we have with our BIM products are integrated with Autodesk, especially, as I say, the cloud-based solutions, BIM 360, but also Revit and on the laser scanning and photogrammetry side, ReCap, the reality capture software. And we're working very closely with them, not only on the pilots, but on other new developments. And so again, it's an extremely strong relationship, which will continue into the future.
Exciting stuff. And more excitement will come in the form of events that not only you and your other colleagues will present at, you'll be exhibiting as well. There's going to be some sponsorship involved as well. I'm talking about events such as Capturing Reality in Austria, British Construction Industry Awards, and Digital Construction Week, both held in London. They're all coming up and all have Topcon involved. So why is attending or sponsoring events like this so crucial, not only for businesses, but for individuals? Why should people be going to these?
Well, I think you know, you do see Topcon sponsoring events, especially the local retail organizations in the different regions. So Topcon GB sponsors a number of the events that you just mentioned. But it's very important for us, very important not only for marketing, but for business relationships. It's important to us that we get the media exposure, that we get the enhanced credibility, the brand awareness that we always need to do. But also, I think for individuals, just the ability to be at these events, develop new contacts in new business areas. A good example is we attended Akima, which is a big process plant global event in Frankfurt a couple of weeks ago. And that was really one of our first entries into the process plant market for inspection for mass data capture. So that's a nice example. But, you know, listening to other speakers, learning all the time, we need to keep up to speed with technology, what's happening in the marketplace, and what our competitors are doing as well. So, and we also work very closely. We attend and sponsor with Autodesk. So it makes sense for us as a business, and it will continue.
Fantastic. I'm sure our paths may cross again, like they did in Lisbon.
Yes.
But now your path is about to cross with the quickfire crunch time questions, because we've learned about you professionally. And now let's learn about you personally, because you're going to be attending some of these events, and perhaps these questions could be some good icebreakers. So, John, I've got 2 minutes on the clock here. And if you're ready, it's time for the quickfire questions.
Okay.
Time started now. Okay, what is an interesting fact about yourself?
Ooh, I guess that not many people know I have a degree in mathematics, and I spent over 10 years developing CAD software.
Wow, that is interesting. Now, which three celebrities, alive or dead, would you invite to a dinner party and why?
But they'd be alive at the dinner party.
Yes, they would, yes.
Okay. Let me see. Winston Churchill.
Great choice.
Oliver Reed. Grace Kelly.
Nice.
Really, because I guess characters I admire for different reasons all would have very interesting stories, I think.
They would. Thankfully, they'd all be alive.
At the yes.
Yeah. Now, you often present various industry events. What would be your dream event to present?
What would be my dream event? Probably, because I've watched quite a few and some of them have been absolutely amazing, a TED event. It's probably unlikely to happen, but yeah.
Well, you never know. Now, who is your favourite musician or band?
Let's say Joy Division.
Joy Division, nice throwback. Now, where in the world is your favourite place?
My favourite place would be Southern California, I think, where I worked briefly.
Lovely. Never been, so I'm immediately jealous. And now, which actor or actress would you choose to play yourself in a film of your life?
One actor that I really admire, but unfortunately he is now departed, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes, Philip Seymour, what a legend. He'd be great. I can see him doing that, you know. I definitely can. Now, finally, the time's running out, but I've got time to ask one more question.
Okay.
And that would be, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I always wanted to be a Royal Marine, which nearly happened, but I went to university instead. So.
And you got that mathematics degree, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all turned out great in the end, John, as did this interview. Hopefully everyone thinks so anyway. And it's been a fantastic chatting to you today. I've had a lot of fun. Before you go, can you let people know where they can find information about TopCon, information about yourself, perhaps on social media? What avenues can people find you down?
Well, you can find me on Twitter. My email address is jfoster@topcon.com. Very simple. And you can find me on LinkedIn as well.
Fantastic. I'll make sure I put those links underneath the interview as well on the post. John, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. Crunch Time listeners, there's another coming in 2 weeks' time. So until then, goodbye.